I'm going to begin to teach you knowing how to yield to the seed sowing anointing. Financial darkness is everywhere in the world system, but the seed will produce and maintain financial light in your life. Get that down. Your financial light is built in the seed. The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. We're going to look at Jesus in the 13th chapter of Matthew's teaching the principle of the seed. It's about the word, but the whole kingdom is a seed time and harvest kingdom. Okay, so whatever Jesus teach in the 13th chapter of Matthew's about seed and the soil, it's the same thing in your financial system. Also, in the 6th chapter of John, Jesus revealed the power of a seed. Yes, sir. That it doesn't matter, a seed can handle anything. That was 5,000 men and women. But the boy was there with five little fish and 2 loaves of bread, and there was a seed, and Jesus knew what to do with the seed. When you learn how to function in seed time and harvest, all your financial dilemmas comes to an end. The enemy, I remember, I read this out of my little book, So Grow Rich. If you don't have that book, you better get it for this series I'm gonna be teaching. You need to have it. But I remember I was preaching for one of my sons, and late at night I was praying, and then I drift off and I had a vision or a dream, and here's the way it went. And I want you to write down this: catch the seed blocker. Catch the seed blocker. He's the one blocking your finances. In the night watch at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I saw myself dealing with what seemed like a small monster in a dream. A small monster. In a dream, I would run and look for him, and when I would find and grab him, he'd somehow get away from me. I kept running, and he kept getting away from me. That's how it was for a while, and then the scene changed. All of a sudden, I was in a different setting, teaching on the principle of how to get out of debt and how to get set free. Now watch what happened. This is a dream, this is a vision. I'm dealing with a monster, and I'm dealing with a demon. As I'm standing there teaching, I see a really short man in the service wearing a brown suit. He wasn't sitting in a chair like the congregation. Watch how comfortable this rascal was. He wasn't sitting in a chair like the congregation. He was on the floor lying on a pillow. Now somebody catch that with me now. This demon is a seed blocking demon. And he is at rest because he got his job well taken care of. All right. He was not sitting in a chair. He was on the floor lying on a pillow just looking at me, watching me teach. He was comfortable, this demon. And I could tell he had been there for a long time. Your broke days are over. They stopped looking for a sale and just buy what you want to buy. He was comfortable, and I could tell he had been there for a long time. He had obviously created a homestead there. Watch now. For a while, he stayed still, calmly, lying on his pillow, until I got to the point in my teaching about sowing effectively. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's when he got disturbed. Yes, sir. When he heard this, he jumped up and ran toward me. When I saw him coming, I took my left foot and popped him in the chest. I hit him multitude of times. This actually happened now. I hit him multiple times. At that exact moment, my wife yelled out, "What are you doing?" I had kicked her pretty hard in my sleep. She didn't know I wasn't kicking her. I was dealing with the man in the dream. Now, who was that? Who was that little short man? The Holy Ghost revealed to me in the night watch that it was a seed-blocking demon. Write that down. Seed-blocking demons are out of my life tonight. Hallelujah. Seed-blocking. That means all your finances about to go free, baby. Yeah, oh, yeah, you, we caught him.
Yes, sir.
All right. And let me see. The Holy Ghost revealed to me in the night while he was a seed-blocking demon who had been in the church and had gotten comfortable. Everyone else was in chair, but he had been there so long that he stretched out on a pillow. He'd been there for centuries, waiting to start blocking when he hears someone teaching about finances. That night, I took the demonic power off of the church. I mean, the person won't go into it, it's up to them, but I'm telling you, one who will go free, they don't have no power. The church has suffered long enough because of a rank. Listen to this, I want y'all to hear this. The church has suffered long enough because of a rank of seed-blocking demons standing in the way. There are fallen angels whose only job is to block you from the revelation of sowing. Woo, you heard that? Let me read that again. There are fallen angels whose only job is to block you from the revelation of sowing and being a bona fide sower. There are harvest-blocking demons. Two, if they can't block the seed, they'll try to block the harvest. Knowing this also led me to the conclusion that there must be tithe blocking demons as well. With authority, I apostolically dealt with them all. They're gone from the church. Make sure they're gone from your house and gone from out of your life. They can't block your harvest anymore. Somebody say hallelujah. They can't block your prosperity. They can't block your wealth. They can't block your breakthrough, your joy, or your comfort. They can't block your increase. So from this day forward, don't allow your needs to be blocked. Oh, wait a minute. I want you to hear this. From this day forward, don't allow your needs to block your seed. Most time, that's fear trying to keep you from sowing. But it has no business holding your financial freedom back. Instead of letting your need for something block your seed, let your seed block your need. That little demon had been lying down there blocking you from sowing, but we caught him. Anytime you catch a demon, a territory is cleared. Therefore, there have been a path cleared for you to go to a place of no limit in your life. You're not in the same position you was in when you first opened this book. This little book, you need to read it. With this realization of freedom, you can have what your heart desires. Well, I'll be doggone. Let me try to say it again. With this realization and freedom, you can have what your heart desires. And the other two, you know what the other two words go in that sentence? Right now. You were born and designed to take over. And the enemy knows it. Here's another last paragraph. The enemy may have been trying to block your seed, but no more can he stop you. We caught him in the spirit. With that seed blocking demon out of the way and your fate aligned, your money can flow as it should. How many of y'all know what John 3:16 says, or something similar to it? John 3:16. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what John 3:16 is, come up here and let me slap you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God sowed his greatest seed and reaped his greatest harvest when he sowed his only son life to reap you. So God is the source. So the whole kingdom of God. Let me show you a beautiful scripture in Matthew chapter 13. Jesus taught about the seed and a different type of soil. But I want to go, I am the Father of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 13, after Jesus teaching about this, in verse 11 and 12, I believe. Put it on the board too, verse 11. Matthew 13, 11. It's something. The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. So after he taught them about the seed, look what he said here, and look what he's saying. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. The mystery of the kingdom of heaven, that the kingdom of heaven from Jesus, God given Jesus as a seed, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is a seed kingdom. You operate in it and can't be stopped because of the seed.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see that? Look, he answered saying to them, he just taught them in the first 10 verses about a soul sowing a seed and a different type of soil that could rob the seed. But then he pointed out there was a soil that produced 100-fold. He has to say to them, because it's given to you to know. She's given to you to know. So what knowledge of sowing is your financial freedom.
Yes, sir.
There's no limit on your life. God is not a limiting God. He wants you blessed.
Yes.
But he wants you to be able to bless others.
Yes, sir.
Go to the 12th verse. I want you to see it. I want you to go to the 12th verse. Here's what happened at it. If you don't understand the seed, for whosoever has, to him shall be given. The revelation of the seed. Revelation of the soil. Revelation of the harvest. Revelation of the enemy who try to rob you. All right? For whosoever has, to him shall be given. You see that? And he shall have what? He shall have what? How many of y'all like that? Yeah, if you don't like that, you're not saved. Or you're really religiously crippled. Because we've been crippled in the church about abundance and increase. And so when you start talking about increase and abundance, people get a little upset. But God got to have somebody in the church teaching this, because the gospel can't be preached without abundance. You follow me? Where did Dan go? Zimbabwe? Two different places.
Zambia.
And it went somewhere too.
South Africa.
They couldn't just go over there.
No,
he took 22 people out of his choir.
Yes, sir.
It took money to go over there. That's but right. He come back, I think it's 140 people were saved. Something like that, 140 people were saved. Then they fed a lot of people. They take money to do that.
Yes, sir.
For whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundant. You see that? So I'm going to show you a scripture. I'm going to show you a scripture where you've been robbed by your seed sowing. But whosoever had not from him should be taken away even that he had. So if you don't have the revelation, turn to John 10:10 now. That's how it happened. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. The way he steal financially from you is you not understanding the seed. Right behind that, in the same verse, Jesus said, I am come. That you have life and have it more abundantly. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So the thief, when you learn to sow your seed, the thief can't rob you no more. Now, when you're talking about knowing how to yield to the seed, sowing anointing, knowing how to yield to the seed sown anointing. Listen very carefully what I'm about to say. The flesh cannot handle this type of sowing. The flesh is going to get nervous. Don't you know we got the house note? Are you out your mind? I remember my son, he going home to be with the Lord. Phil was sitting right there with Wilma. And how much money it was, honey? $10,000, right? And Phil told Wilma, write a $10,000 check. That was all he had. Wilma said, she looked at him, Philip. He said, write the check. She threw the book to him. And Phil wrote the check, and they had never been broke again. Phil gone home to be the Lord. She still, for Father's Day, I think she sent me $5,000. I've been sending money. She bring a box of money every year. Living off what he taught her, her son, and the whole family, and those who followed the instruction. Hear that something? But she do, because her flesh couldn't handle it. You must be out of your mind. $10,000. But he was going somewhere. See? Now listen to me. See, I could teach this because I ain't trying to get no money. Now, I do this. The seed is the master key to all kingdom business. The secret of the seed sown anointing, you must be careful and prayerful how you sow them and where you sow them. How you sow and where you sow. Matter of fact, I'm going to request as your pastor that you let the Holy Spirit determine your sowing. Ooh, I don't want to determine. Don't let no preacher determine. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit show you how to sow. That's a protective measurement I'm giving you. Because you can start giving, and the Holy Spirit ain't told you nothing. So that the Holy Spirit will show you, when the Holy Spirit sees it's time to sow, he's going to show you because he got something about to do for you. All right? So let the Holy Spirit be your teacher and your guide in your sowing. And where you sow. Amen. Now, I got to tell you this. As a pastor, as a shepherd, I want you to know this. Knowing the difference between seed direction and seed deception. Seed direction is God talking to you and telling you to do something. Seed deception is when somebody trying to talk money out of your pocket. Talking about God going, you do this and do this for you, and you ain't got no anchoring from God to sow nothing. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Tell me I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I want you to hear this, boy. When I wrote this down, your supernatural financial credentials is your seed. Your miracles, financial miracles, your financial signs, your financial wonders, your financial abundance, all is built in your seed. That's your credentials. That's your supernatural financial credentials. That's why that demon, he didn't want you to do it. See, you don't sow because of man, you sow because God has set a divine pattern or divine principle or divine pathway for you not to ever have to deal with financial darkness. You know what I say when I say financial darkness? You know what I mean? Not enough. Look gloomy. And we're not talking about no background yet. We're not talking about no color of skin. We're not talking about how much you make on the job. We're talking about seed. Okay. We're talking about seed. See, if you're not convinced of the seed, if you think confession going to do it, shame on you. If you think prayer going to work here without seed, shame on you. Okay. That seed is powerful. And I want you to know that. And I want you to know that you about to come up out of a whole lot of stuff, and you about to come up to a whole lot of stuff. But you're going to press. You're going to press. You're going to listen to the Holy Ghost. I mean, let him anoint you to sow. Matter of fact, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there to teach you a pattern in a few minutes about that sowing. Now, most people get fleshly aroused and sow seed. And what they're doing is committing seed suicide. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, you got to check the soil out. You just can't be sowing. And it's my job as a pastor to train you, don't sow everywhere. Some of these sayings, I want you to catch them when I be praying to the Lord, talking to him, and I write these things down. Satan is suing you if he can get you not to sow. He's taking what is rightfully yours from you through a legal suit because you won't sow. If he can get you not to sow, he got a case against you. And they go by the four to five and say, no, she can't have that. See? And the Lord can't do nothing. I said the Lord can't do nothing for your finance. Yeah, but I prayed 2 hours. He can't do nothing. You ain't got no seed. All who do not know how to sow is tied up into a failing system. Listen to me as a pastor tonight. Listen to me. I'm working for you tonight. You're going to fail. I don't care how many jobs you got. I don't care how good you think your business is. You're going to fail. And I want you to get this down. Then I'm going to look at some scripture. Source operates in a secured account.
Yeah.
The economy does not determine how a soul going to come out today. Fuel prices do not determine a soul go buy an electric car. Yeah, he could. I'm thinking about buying one now, just for the fun of it. Pass the gas station and say, hey. I got so many cars, but you know, just the idea. See, when you're a soul, you can't tie a soul around because a soul can move out and do other things. Mm-hmm. Now, write these scriptures down. I may come back to them because I'm going to be teaching on this question a while, but I'm going to make a statement. But I think I'm going to take you somewhere else before I close. Supernatural supplies cometh through the seed. And that's Philippians 4, 13 through 19. Then you get to the apostolic voice, the 19th voice. Just go to the apostolic voice. Philippians 4, 19. And you read from 13 on down, because the 19 don't come automatic. You know, some people won't read the 19. Hallelujah. Glory. No, the 19 didn't automatically show up. Some seed had been sown. Then the apostle said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That verse came from a seed. Now, you know, people like to take the Bible and read that verse. My God shall supply all. No, he ain't. No, he's not. You, no, God ain't going to supply nothing. You see, that's a seed voice. You see, and that's why a lot of voices we can take and norm, memorize them and norm and quote them with authority, but they don't produce because we didn't read the context. That verse, Philippians 4:19, you see it? That verse came from a seed and gave the apostle the right, who knew how the seed worked, to pronounce blessings upon the persons who have been sowing seed. I can quote that voice over you for 55 years. If you don't sow no seed, that's not your voice. See, that voice is for sowers. That voice is not for Bible readers. That voice is not for praisers. That voice is not for worshipers. See, you can't worship past an instruction. You're going to worship God. God, I love you. God, see, you're lying. Shut up. Put your hand down. Got a hand won't worship me and don't want soul. Contaminated hand. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 8, there is a grace for sowing. Everybody gonna have to wear that grace, because when you start sowing, most of the time you're not in a place to sow. Grace, place. You're not in a position to sow. I'm gonna say it this way because it rhymes, because you're old. Right. Right. Yeah, see. So I started in that position. I wasn't in a position to sow, but I had a revelation of sowing. Yes, so by having a revelation, I didn't go with the position. I went with the revelation. And the revelation repositioned me after a protracted period of time. You see what I'm saying? So you're not going to automatically sow from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. A grace is going to come upon you. The Holy Spirit is going to have to put a grace on you to sow in the dimension I'm talking about sowing. I'm talking about debt-free. I'm talking about abundance, increase. I'm talking about what God designed for all of his children, but only a remnant are going to walk in it. That seed is a powerful thing. I recall Philip knew about that seed. He just sold. He take off sometimes. I tell him, I'm going somewhere in the RV. He take off. He ain't got no money. He take off. He just trusting God. He stopped up playing. Man gave him $5,000. On the trip. Yes, sir. But the seed did that. Yes, sir. I got a young son now. Had great potential, but he wasn't going anywhere like he should go. But now he's complete out of debt. His house paid for, his RV paid for, all his cars paid for, his church paid for, everything just paid for. But he's a sower now. Yes, sir. He sowed like he out of his mind. He found out what it does. See, some of y'all never, you don't even realize how what it is, but you got to be a bona fide sower. You sold $800 last month and now you're all stuck up. Thank you all that. You got to keep sowing, girl. You got to keep sowing. You got to keep doing it, you see? Because God checking you out. Can I trust you with more? Now you look at 2 Corinthians 8, I'll come back and break it down, but there's a grace of sowing. Let seed security put you in a triumphant financial lifestyle. Seed security. Now I'm going to take you to a scripture now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm going to name it a certain way so you always can remember it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let the church say amen. And There is no goosebumps to sow until you start sowing. So don't wait on no goosebumps yet tonight. I'm trying to teach you something beyond goosebumps. You know what goosebumps are. Write this down. Understanding the magnitude of sowing grace. Understanding the magnitude of sowing grace. And I want you to see this sowing grace from a scripture to other places, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the 8th chapter began off with a sowing grace where people were sowing beyond their ability to sow in the natural. And it tells us that the cross of Jesus was a sowing example.
Yes, sir.
He became poor, but 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, I believe, that you might become rich. That's it, but he's telling you a sowing process.
Right.
He became Lord of Lords and King of Kings because he permitted his Father to sow him.
Yes, sir.
Now, notice this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Please pay attention. Holy Spirit, speak to the house. Speak to every person under the sound of my voice. I'm just trying to get them in a position to know that there is no money problems. There is no shortages. And they are not going down.
Hallelujah.
But I want you to get this verse now. Look at the sixth verse. But this I say, he was sowed sparingly, shall what? What you want? See? Now, that sparingly, can I use this word? It's a scale here. It's people on different level. Should I say this? 10,000 dollars can be sparingly for me.
Come on, Dad. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I've sold my way to that level. You find what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
But another person might have $10.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
so don't get upset about the amount. Just be led.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen, Dad.
So Holy Spirit, I want to be a led sower. Say it. Woo! Boy, you in for it now. If you're really genuine and you want to be a led sower, he gonna supply the seed, the soil, and the grace for you to sow. And the harvest is sure to come. Hallelujah. I mean, there are only a remnant in the body of Christ gonna ever see this. Because most people think right now I'm not teaching. Oh, they get, they want something else. Yeah, they want.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Watch it. I want you to pick this up. I want you to be anointed with this. But this I say, he was sowed sparingly, shall reap also sparingly. He was sowed what? Shall reap. Now, same way I talked about sparingly, bountifully is the same way. It's according to where you are now. See, Dan will walk up here and sow $100,000 without batting his eye. You know, on the anniversary, they had a party for our 51st anniversary. You know, he pushed across the table $10,000 check. So we had our RV meetings and stuff, and we're about to leave. He gave a $4,000 departure check. But I watched him learn it. He learned it. I watched him. He got crazy in his sowing. And I called his name, but his return got crazy. Can't keep up with it. I want all y'all to catch that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, and you know it's easy? Now, I said this. I don't know what state I was in. And I felt it, boy. I said, it's easy to have plenty of money. He said, what? You would be out your mind, man. I've been working two jobs, my husband working three. But I was talking about the seed.
Right.
I'm talking about God. He made a plan for us that Satan can't rob us. And he wants you to let your light shine financially. He don't want you to hide. He wants you to let your light shine. But you're going to have to sow the seed. All right. Now look at verse 7. Sowing has to come from the what? Not the head. From the heart. Not the hand. From the heart. Watch what he said. Now that's very important, isn't it? That's very important. That your seed has to come from your heart. It come through your hand. I understand that. And you'll see more clearly here in a few minutes. I'm going to close in a few minutes. You see more clearly because I've said a whole lot here tonight. God dog it, I've said a whole lot here tonight. And you ain't got no business leaving here thinking that you're going to be broke. Just get the seed. You see, look. I tell you, I'm going to indict you right now. I'm going to skip and indict you. Go to that 10th verse. And I want everybody to read that 10th verse out aloud.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Now,
Up. He didn't say give it to him. Because the seed cometh with instruction and direction. Now he that ministers seed, both. So when you sow the seed, you ain't gonna go hungry.
Right.
All right, and what else he do? And increase the fruit of your righteousness. Multiply, increase.
Yes,
he give it to you, and he wants you to obey him because he wants to multiply it and increase it. Now, many spiritual folks think this is not teaching. Ta-ta-ta-ta. They're deep, you know. And that's why the church have not heard it. You got all these spiritual broke folks don't want God's word to go forth to God's people, that God's people know that God has a seed time and a harvest system in his kingdom set up for his people. And don't tell me nothing about you don't like good, nice stuff. I'm satisfied. Get out of my face. Get on from around me because you dangerous and you contamination. God built you to like nice things. So don't try to be all spiritual and try to hide it. Come on. I'm all right, me. I don't need that part of the teaching. It's gonna get blacker, it's gonna get tighter, and it's gonna get worse. Now I want you to say this with me. Not for me.
Not for me.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Stop talking with them people how bad time is. I've told you on Sunday, it's a wealth transfer. They're being confused because they're about to turn our money loose. Watch this, let me close. Let me what? Verse 7. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, of necessity. For God love is what?
Cheerful.
Now look at verse 8. I think the Message Bible, the Amplified Bible, I want that in Leroy. Look at it. See in verse 8. That thing is so powerful, and I'm gonna close that. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficient, all. I'm all poison me.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiency. Isn't that something? In all things, then he goes to the word every, that you may abound to every good way. But the Amplified Bible do a good job in that? Is the Amplified, somebody looked it up in the Amplified? I know it said, put the Amplified Bible up in that verse. Let me find a closing place. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. I don't know what's the Amplified and the Messenger. Give me a good job. Y'all fell out back there, all right. And God able to make all great, yeah, that's it. Do you see that? What? And God, what? And God is able to make all grace and every favor and earthly blessing. And we're talking about a seed now. Come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all, thank God, and under all circumstances. Thank God, and under all circumstances. So everything you see on the internet, he already told you about, in all circumstances, and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnishing abundance for every good work. But, class, that came from a seed. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That belonged only to sow. Yeah. And I see the urgency as your pastor, because I notice a wealth transfer. I know what's going on. But to really fully train you in the grace of sowing, you'll never be stopped. Now, you see, it's fair because you can start where you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And listen, my brothers and sisters, don't sow just to get. The getting don't take care of itself. Sow to obey. If you're willing and obedient, you shall what? So let me close here. I'll pick back up Tuesday because I'm going to teach you a good while on this. I want you to remember this. The way to sow the seed and the way to locate the soil. You got Matthew 13 there. Well, sowing is supernatural. Turn to John. Jesus took that seed. He knew what to do with it. He gave thanks to the Father. And he just stood there and watched that seed, wiped all doubt out and all lack out. The disciples didn't know. See, they didn't know because they didn't understand the power of a seed. He was training them. Let me run across that right now and train you and let you see where you're about to go. Because like all the odds going to be against you financially, and you get to be a sower and watch that thing start happening, because it looked like it's impossible. For you know, I remember, boy, I had a stack of bills. I had bills on top of bills. Quit my job, bills. But 14, 15 members asking change back for my dollar. I had to break that up. I said, nobody get no change today. You put a dollar up and tell them, give me change. I said, no more change today. Get them funeral home fans out of here and no more change. I'm going to read this though. I want you to see this seed transaction, this seed transitioning of situation, and I want you to see yourself there.
Yes, sir.
How seed can make a transition in a transaction that everybody else don't know how you got out. Watch this. 6th chapter of John. Verse 5. When Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now notice verse 6. See, he understood the power of a seed. And he knew that seed was there. And he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them. Every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter, brother, said to him, there's a lad here that had a seed.
Yeah.
Verse 9. There's a lad here which have five barley loaves, two small fishes, but what are them among so many? Yeah. See, he didn't understand the power of a seed. When you don't understand the power of a seed, you don't know you're about to go to another level. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. There was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. Here's impossibilities in numbers about 5,000. See, you think of them, some people think it's impossible to live a debt-free life. With what you want. Beside what you need. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you a little bit. No, he'll give you the desire of your heart. So if the Lord won't give me the desire of my heart, he maybe want me to have the desire of my heart. And he put things in my heart to desire. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. In number about 5,000. Now how you going to get 5,000 hungry people to sit down? But somebody must have expected something. The Holy Ghost was over that thing. And Jesus took the loaf. And when he had given thanks, he sold it. He sold that loaf, those loaves, in the presence of God. That's why he said he knew what he was going to do. He distributed to the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather up the fragment that remained, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and fill harvest time. 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. You just saw the power of a seed. Come on, Junior. Just saw the power of a seed.